Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Castro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Reagan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Reagan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fernandez moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power juggles the ball. That's an error on Power. Kaline moves to second. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fernandez tags and scores. Kaline tags and moves to third. Colavito tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Colavito scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Batty and he is out, Virals applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball towards left. Colavito catches it and throws to second to double up Killebrew. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Cott moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cott moves to third. Green moves to second. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Batty reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Batty moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Jim Cott. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Castro is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kaline moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Dick Brown. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Roark now catching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Gomez covering, for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito is walked intentionally. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Castro hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. George Banks pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Terry Fox now pitching. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.